A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at narrowing your circle of friends as you move closer to your place of divine destiny. There is a place in glory. There is a place in destiny for you. God has prepared a place for you, but it is not everybody around your life now. It is not everybody in your circle of influence now that will be relevant in that place that God is taking you. And so you must learn to be able to say to those who are not relevant to stay here with the donkey. Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac as God instructed him on Mount Moriah, and two of his servants followed him. They were not relevant to the journey of Abraham. They were not relevant particularly to the sacrifice Abraham was about to offer. So Abraham said to them, your journey with me to the place of sacrifice, my place of divine destiny, terminates here. You stay here with the donkey. I will go yonder and worship God. So Abraham took Isaac, who alone was relevant to the place that he was going. He asked others to stay here with the donkey. And we began yesterday to look at people that we must shut the door of our lives against if we want to get to the place that God has destined for our lives. We said, whoever is not going your direction, you must shut your door, or rather ask them to stay with the donkey. Any friend who is not positively adding to you, anyone who always takes from you and never in any way giving to you, anyone envious of your success, anyone who is not happy with your progress. You are making progress, he is not happy, he is disgruntled, he is sad. Such a person will be wishing for your calamity or death or disaster. So you must shut your door against anyone who is not happy with your progress. Learn to shut your door against any friend who is not excited or who loses his joy because of your testimony. You shared a testimony of what the Lord has done in your life. And here is a friend who is not excited because of your testimony, or who loses his joy because of what God has done in your life. That is a person you must shut the door of your life against. So this calls for sensitivity on your part. You must be spiritually and emotionally sensitive to know those who are agitated, to know those who are not happy with your progress, to know those who are not excited or who lose their joy because of your testimony. Learn to know these people and shut the door of your life against them. They are not needed at the place that God is taking you. In greater glory, many miracles will begin to take place in your life. You begin to record many testimonies. Since he is not excited with your testimony, since he loses his joy, and you don't want him to continually lose his joy, it will be better for him and for your own sake to shut the door against that person. Who again must I shut the door of my life against? Number 7, whoever gives you the impression or suggests to you that what matters doesn't really matter. Anybody who suggests to you that it doesn't really matter, everybody is doing it, it doesn't matter, go ahead. And you know in your knower that this thing really matters, but there's someone around you who is suggesting to you or giving you the impression that what matters doesn't really matter. You must learn to shut your door against such a person. Such a person is a destiny destroyer, masquerading as a friend. He appears as a friend, but he will destroy, ultimately destroy your life and destiny. You must learn to shut your door against such a fellow. Number 8, anyone who makes you sin whenever you visit or whenever he visits, whoever makes you sin anytime you are with him, whoever introduces you to sin anytime he is with you, that is the person you must shut the door of your life against. The Bible tells us that God is of a purer eyes than to behold iniquity. Imagine Jesus, who had no sin, who merely carried the sin of the whole world, my sin and your sin. God turned his eyes away from him. So Jesus shouted, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? He had no sin of his own. He merely bore the sin of mankind. And yet, God closed his eyes to him. God shut his eyes for because of the sins that he carried. And so here is a friend who always leads you to sin, or anytime he's with you or you are with him, you just must fall into sin. That is the person you must shut the door of your life against. Shut your door so that you don't get ruined by this person. Number 9, it is important for you to shut your door against whoever tells you you can't. Anybody who says you can't, it cannot work, please shut your door against that person. Whoever says it can't will work to ensure that it doesn't work. Anybody who says it will not be done will ensure it is not done. You must shut your door against those who says it can't work. Those who say we can't, you can't, shut your door against them. Number 11, shut your door against whoever believes your dream is impossible. He believes your dream is impossible. It is too big. They are like the brothers of Joseph, who believed he was too ambitious and his dreams too bogus. They believed it couldn't happen. And so you must shut your door against anyone who believes your dream is impossible. You must also shut your door against anyone who criticizes or condemns what you praise or celebrate. Anybody who criticizes to you what you celebrate or who you celebrate, you must learn to shut your door against that person. Permit me a little bit of explanation here. This is very important. Are you a member of a department or a church or an organization, and you celebrate and venerate your leader, and here is someone, maybe in the leadership also or anywhere, who begins to denigrate and to speak against this leader that you venerate or exalt or respect, please, you must learn to shut your door against that person. That person is behaving like Datan or like Korah and Abiram. Do not forget, Datan, Korah, and Abiram were also prince men. They were princes. They were leaders in their own right. They were chief men, chief of and leaders of families. But they spoke against Moses and Aaron, and they began to speak to other people and gather people around them against Moses and against Aaron. When the judgment of God was going to be visited, it didn't come only against Datan, Korah, and Abiram. It came also against those that they have recruited into their rebellion. And so please don't allow the seed of rebellion to be planted into your heart or into your life. If anybody has come to denigrate a leader, to denigrate a mentor, a person to you, shut your door against that person. Don't entertain such discussion, and don't be dragged into the punishment that awaits the rebellious and the proud. So don't forget, shut your door against anyone who criticizes or condemns what or who you praise and celebrate. Also, shut your door against whoever makes you compromise on your principles. If there's anyone that makes you compromise on your principles, shut your door against such person. Shut your door against who does not know where he is going. If there's anybody who does not know where he's going around you, please shut your door against that person. Shut your door against anybody who hates to be corrected. You have a friend that hates to be corrected or rebuked. Shut your door against such person. The list goes on and on and on. My prayer is that the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, will give you understanding and wisdom and show you the people to shut your door against and bring the right people into your life and into your destiny, in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Sweet Holy Spirit, help me not to leave the door of my destiny open to irrelevant things and people, in the name of Jesus. Pray, Holy Spirit, I pray, help me not to leave the door of my destiny open to irrelevant things or irrelevant people. Help me, Spirit of the living God. I don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to carry irrelevancies in my life. Help me not to leave the door of my life and destiny open to irrelevant things or to irrelevant people. Thank you because of the help that I am receiving, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, let every distracting things and distracting person be eliminated from my life, in the name of Jesus. remove distracting things and distracting persons from my life and from my destiny. Everyone who is a distraction to my journey, to my destiny, Father, remove them from my life. Remove them from my destiny. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to receive the grace like Abraham to separate from your lot. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace, Father, to separate myself from my lot. Every lot in my luggage, every lot in my journey, I separate myself from my lot today. In the name of Jesus, I separate myself unto my purpose. I separate myself to my destiny, to the praise of the glory of the name of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and ask for the visitation of the Almighty God, that the right person, angels in the form of men, men in the form of angels, men who are relevant to your destiny, that God will act them and bring them your way. Father, this is my prayer. The Lord, you will bring to my life and destiny relevant people, angels in the form of men and men in the form of angels, men who are relevant to my journey, to my next level. Bring them into my life and into my destiny in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the grace to separate yourself from irrelevant things and irrelevant people be added to your life. As you break yourself free from those things and people that are not relevant to your life and to your destiny, your journey becomes faster. Your journey becomes better. The grace to separate yourself from your lot is released to you now in the name of Jesus. As wrong people leave your life, so let right people begin to come in. Let the door be open to right people. Let the door be open to right things. Let the door be open to right relationships in the name of Jesus. I pray the hand of the Lord will be upon you and it will bring you the man you need to open your door. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Join us for a glorious service tomorrow at the Light Cathedral. 7:30 a.m. the School of the Spirit starts, and by 8:25 worship service starts. It promises to be great. Don't miss it. The Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join the meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Around Ologbueru, join us for a glorious worship beside Joannick Filling Station, adjacent Food Co. at Inuke Bus Stop, Ologbueru. Time for the service is 9 a.m. Around Ring Road, join us at number 2, Animashan Street, Ajegbe Bus Stop, before Teju Hospital. Time is 9 a.m. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and join me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman at Duloju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.